Today's shir is Masechta Nedarim Daf Pei Tes. We will begin on Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. The Torah Kedoshah says that a husband can be made from the Nedarim of his wife. After the husband and wife have Nesuin, actually, the husband is made from the Nedarim of his wife by himself, not in conjunction with anyone else, not in conjunction with the father. But the Torah tells us that a Nesuin, when there is Nesuin and the father can be made from the Nedarim, the husband can be made from the Nedarim, he cannot be made for the Nedarim B'Kaidman, the Nedarim that were there prior to their marriage. And the Torah says, V'neda aman of a grusha, kol asha asra nafsha, yakum alam. If we look at this pasuk, the pasuk is sort of superfluous. The Torah is saying that if a woman is an amana, she's lost her husband, she's a widow, grusha, she's a divorcee. The Torah Kedosh is saying that the nedarim that she makes are automatically confirmed. And of course they're automatically confirmed, because as we've been discussing in our shiurim, the people who could be made for her neder are either her husband or a father. She doesn't have a husband, and she's a woman who is no longer in her father's rishus. So, of course, no one could be made for the nether. And therefore, of course, it becomes automatically confirmed. What does the pasuk mean? What is the Torah coming to teach us with this pasuk? Ketzat, it must be referring, says the Gemara, to a situation where Amra, she said, Harei Nazira l'achash l'ashim yoyim. I'm going to be a Nazira after 20 days from now. I'm going to be a Nazira in 20 days from now, and she got married. She got married within those 30 days. The halacha is any yachal hafer, that the husband cannot be made for the nether. Because even though at the time when the nether becomes valid, she is already in the suah, the Mishnah is teaching us we're following the time of the Kabbalah on nether, when she took the nether upon herself. And since when she took the nether upon herself, she was not married, that nether becomes confirmed automatically and cannot be canceled. Nadra b'hi b'shus about that, what is the halacha if she made a nether when she was a nesuah, meifala? Then the halacha is that he can be made for it. And therefore, says the Mishnah, she says, I'm going to be a Nazira, and the Nazira should take effect after 30 days. By the time of the Nazira comes, she is no longer married, because before those 30 days pass, that the nether, which is when the nether will be effective, she unfortunately became an Amana Agrusha. The halacha is a reza mufar. Because again, we're following the time of the Kabbalah Saneder. And in this case, the Kabbalah Saneder was when she was married to him. The Tveres Tzion makes an interesting point in the wording of our Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah says, Eni Yochel Lahofer, and the Mishnah doesn't use the word law. In the second case, the Mishnah does say, Meifa law. So he says that, what does the Mishnah mean to say? And he's trying to show us how every word of the Mishnah is there with a reason. The case that we just made, the nether is going to be effective when she's no longer under his authority. So who gains from that hafara? The only one that gains from that hafara is she herself. Because he, the husband, has nothing to gain from this hafara, because at that point, they're no longer married. That's why the Mishnah uses the word law, that the only one that's going to benefit from this hafara is law, she herself, not the husband. In the other case, when the hafara, it's referring to a situation where they will be married when the hafara is to take place. And therefore, in that case, it's the husband that gains from that hafara as well. And that's why the Mishnah says, does not use the word law, because by using the word law, it would seem to indicate that only she gains, but that's not true. He will gain as well. If she made a nether on the day of the Nesu'in. And then on that day, they got divorced, and he takes her back in that day, any yachal hafer. The neder that she made that in that very day, but since she made the neder before the Nesu'in, as we learned earlier at the beginning of our shir, ain't a baal, a Nesu'in cannot be made for Kodman. And again, the Ram points out, why does the Mishnah use the word Bay B'yoyim? That even though that day she was at the beginning of the day under the authority of the father, once she leaves her father's authority, then it doesn't make a difference if it's the same day or another day. The father loses his authority. Furthermore, the Mishnah spoke about a case where Nader Bay B'yoyim and then the Zgarsha and they had Nesu'in again. The same din would be if they had Erisin that day, because once she was in the Sua, her father no longer will ever, and we will speak about this further in our shir today, once she becomes in the Sua, her father will never be able to have authority over her. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if she becomes in the Sua or Narusa that day, it doesn't make a difference. And that's what the Mishnah ends with. Zeh klal, kol sheyotzel shus atzmish achas, even if she leaves his rishus, even for a short amount of time, and even though she comes back to the rishus of the husband, any yachal hafer, once she becomes a nesua, he can't be made from the darim that was there from before. Tanya says the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us amana v'grusha, she'amra hayreni nezayir glikshanasi, and amana v'grusha say that we will become nezirim when we get married, and then v'nissus. And then the neder, she gets married, so ostensibly the neder should be effective. Rav Shmuel Yoim Yofer, the Rav Shmuel says he can be made for the nedarim that were there before Nesu'in, because he's of the opinion that when is the neder, what's the moment that we look at, the moment of when the neder is supposed to take effect. And at that point, she's Nesu'a to this man. And since at that point she's Nesu'a to that man, he has the right to be Meifin in the Darim. Kiva am a lo yofer. Because according to Kiva, we follow the time of when the neder was made. And since at the time the neder was made, she was not in his authority, so even though when the neder is going to take effect, she is, it doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara of Simona, the way to approach, the Gemara says, the way to look at some of these halachas is with the siman, says the Gemara, of Yalali. Says the Gemara, Eshesish Amra, Hareni Nazir L'chesh Skarish. The Gemara brings a different situation, where we had a situation where a woman says, I'm going to be Nazira after I get divorced. The Nazgarish, and she did gets divorced. Reshmal Amala Yofer, because since according to Reshmal, the time of the neder, the time when the neder becomes effective, is what we look at. And at that time, she is no longer married. Rav Kiva, I'm a yofer, because Rav Kiva says we look at the time that the neder was expressed. And at that time, she was married. I'm Rav Shmuel. So says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel says, Rav Shmuel wants to support his opinion, bring a raya from a pasuk to his opinion. Harayu Oimer, the pasuk says, the neder amon of a grusha, Yokim Allah. The Torah says that when the Torah says neder, he says when the neder becomes effective. Achei neder b'shas amon of a grushin. Where does the husband not have a right over the neder? If the neder becomes effective when she is not married. Rakiva Sover, Rakiva says that we look at the time that the neder was stated. Harei Oimer, kol asha osra nafsha yokim Allah. And what it means, osra nafsha, is the time that she made the neder, and when will the neder not be effective? Achei suri neder b'shas amana v'gershin. If she accepted upon herself a neder when she was an amana grusha, so since at that time she didn't have a husband, that's why the neder is not a neder. Amra chizda, Rav Snisen, our Mishnah that says that a woman who said, I'm going to be nazira after 30 days, and she got married within those 30 days, the halacha is that when the 30 day, if she gets married in that interval, the husband who's there at the time that she wants to take the neder upon herself cannot be made for the neder. Why? Because she said it when she wasn't married. And our Mishnah also taught us a case when a woman started reigning in Nazira, Lachashloshim Yoim, and as she made that statement, she was a married woman at that time, and her husband was Mefin the Neder. And then afterwards, before the 30 days come, that 30-day time came, she became a widow or a divorcee. The halacha is the Neder is Mufar. Seemingly, our Mishnah is very clearly following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that we're following the time when the Neder was said. Says the Gemara Abaye Omer, to which Abaye says, Afilu Tema, even if we'll say that the Mishnah is following the opinion of Shmuel, Masnisim Talia Nafshi B'Yoymi. In the cases of our Mishnah, her Neder was connected to a certain amount of days, that she's going to be in the Zira after 30 days. Shom Yom V'Loy Nizgarsha. It's possible that the 30 days will pass and she will not be divorced. Shom Yomi, or in the case where she wasn't married when she accepted the Neder, and the 30 days will pass, Shom Yom V'Loy Nizmasi. Therefore, in those cases, Rabbi Shmuel will agree that in those cases, since what's going to happen is not necessarily going to happen, 30 days may pass and she still will not be married, 30 days will pass and she will be married. So all of these variables make that we should follow the time that the Neder was said. Brisa, however, the cases that were mentioned in the Brisa, and all the cases of the Brisa, Talia Nafshe ben Nesuin, she connected herself to her marital status. She said that when I get married, I will be the Nazira. Or she said, when I get divorced, I will be a Nazira. So everything is dependent on her marital status. Since that depends on her marital status, not on days, there Rabbi Shmuel says, if when the status change, that's when the halachas of hafara kick in. So the Ran says that pshat in our Gemara is that Rabbi Shmuel is saying that in a case that where it's clear where her status when we want the Neder to be effective will not be the same status as she at the time she makes the Neder, there, says Rabbi Shmuel, we follow what her status is when the Neder will be effective. But in a case where it's quite possible that her status at the time of the Neder taking effect will be the same as it is when she says the Neder, Rabbi Shmuel will agree that we follow the time that the Neder was said. That's the way the Ran explains the difference between the case of our Mishnah, where Rabbi Shmuel could agree with Rabbi Akiva, versus the Braisa, where Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with the Braisa. Tosfos explains the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Braisa speaks about a case where Almana says, I will become a Nazira when I get married. So she can't possibly be a Nazira while she's not married. So that is not what the Torah meant when she said, V'neda Almana yokam alea. And therefore the husband can be made for the Neder. In a case where she said, I'm going to be a Nazira after 30 days, there the Naziras may happen even if she's not married. And that's what the Pasuk means, V'neda Almana grusha, which the Torah says, a husband that a woman who's an Amana or Grusha, a pasuk that we began to share with, says that the Neder will be effective, that the husband can't be made for that Neder. The Rashba has a different way of explaining the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. When you connect a Neder to days, days will certainly come. Your marital status will not have any effect on days coming or not. And since your marital status will not have any effect on the Neder coming, and that means that this Neder is certainly going to happen. So therefore, in that case, the most important period, the most important time in the declaration of the Neder is when the Neder was articulated. But in a case where it's not connected to days, and since it's not connected to days, it's not even necessarily ever going to happen. In a case where it's not connected to days, and therefore this Neder may not even ever happen, there Even Rabbi Shmuel, there Rabbi Shmuel says, we're going to look at when the nether is effective, because it's very possible that the nether may actually never even happen. We learned in our Mishnah that a woman who's in a sua that made a nether and then got divorced from a husband and then got remarried to him, the husband cannot be made for the nedarim that she made prior to their remarriage. Again, it would be the halacha of Ein Abal Mefer B'Koydman. But husband cannot be made from the nedarim that were there pre-existing. And then the Mishnah ended with saying the word Zaklau. Zaklau, Koshi Yotzal Achash Nedra L'Shus Achas, L'Shus Atzmisha Achas, if she, after she made the nether, she was independent, even for sure, Achas, the Ein Yochel L'Hafash Nedra Koydim Shinas L'Bashenas. He cannot be made for the nedarim that she made prior to this. We have a very similar wording in the Gemara on Daf Ein Aleph Amen Aleph. There the Gemara speaks about a Nara Hamarasa that made a nether after she became a Nara Hamarasa. She got divorced and then she got Muresis again. So we learned that the father, since she's a Nara Hamarasa, we know, as was the theme of the previous perek, that a Nara Hamarasa's Nedarim are cancelled jointly by the husband and the father. So the Mishnah taught us that the father, who remains a constant, and the last husband are made for any nedarim. And there too, the Mishnah concludes with the words, that she was never independent, she was always a narrow throughout this entire period. So we have a rule throughout Shas, that whenever the Mishnah says Zaklau, the Mishnah is not here to summarize. The Mishnah is here come to teach us a new halacha. So it says the Gemara, Zaklau, the Tani, Gabi Nara Marasa. The Zaklau that the Mishnah added this rule in that Mishnah was there to teach us. The Rasui is coming to teach us a case, the Cholcha Ha'avim Shluch Abal, that the father went along with the Shluch Abal. The Cholcha Shluch Ha'avim Shluch Abal, that even though they went along with her, since they went along to the home of the husband, and therefore she is not considered that she's in her own authority, that she left her father, and therefore if she's a Nara Marasa, she remains a woman who aviyu ubala mafir in the Dura'ah, that her husband and father jointly are made from the Dura'ah. That's what the Zaklau of the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph comes to teach us. Zaklau, the Tani Gabi Ve'el in the Dorim, the Mishnah, our Mishnah that said the word Zaklau, what is it coming to teach us? To teach us a case, a Masar Av L'Shluch Abal. You have a girl who's a Nara Marasa, but a father already gave her over to Shluch Abal. A Masar Shluch Av L'Shluch Abal, which is essentially the same, that she was properly given over to the Rishus of her husband. And those cases, Ein Abal Mefer B'Koydman, that the halacha is that she's considered like a Nesua. Since she's considered like a Nesua, the halacha is that the husband, the father, loses any authority in being made for her nedarim. And the halacha that we've mentioned so many times in our Mishnah, that once a girl is Nesua, the husband is Ein Abal Mefer B'Koydman, the halacha is that once, it doesn't have to have an actual Nesuin, but once she is given over to her father, to her husband's rishus, that is already considered as if she's a nesua. And since it's considered once she's a nesua, the halacha is that ein abal mefer b'koydman, that the husband can no longer be mefer. And the other halacha that we keep on discussing, that the father loses any rishus over her. Our Gemara, our Mishnah, and our Gemara have mentioned a number of situations where our Mishnah have spoken about a number of situations where somebody was machzik rishosai, somebody took back his wife. We know that the halacha is, there's a halacha of shana rishayna, that during the first year of a marriage, the Torah already tells us that during the shana rishayna, a husband, naki yir labesai, has to be connected to his wife, to his family. What is going to be the halacha regarding shana rishayna when we speak about a couple that got remarried. Is there going to be a din of Shana Rishayna or not? So I saw that the Paiskim do l'chumra take that they should have the halacha of Shana Rishayna. The Shas HaTshuvas, B'tzei L'chochma, Chelik Dalid, Simon Ayin Gimel discusses this. The only place where he says that maybe he would be lenient is that included in the halacha of Shana Rishayna is that a husband during the first year of marriage is supposed to be at home every night. And he's not supposed to take overnight business trips. He is lenient in that halacha, and he says that a husband during the Shana Rishayna, he's lenient in saying may take business trips. Continues the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah. We've learned our Mishnah, as the Rishonim actually tell us, really doesn't represent any chidushim. But this Mishnah actually is just a review of many of the halachas that we've learned in our prakim, the last prakim. And just to review, that there are a number of situations where a father can no longer be made for neder. One is when the girl becomes a begaris. When a girl becomes 12 and a half years old, the halacha is the father has no longer the ability to be made for neder. If the father dies, then there's going to be another case where a girl could still, Baruch Hashem, have a father, but halachically she's considered a yesoima b'chaya av. And the Mishnah goes into many details. And as I said, many Rishonim point out that our Mishnah doesn't really represent a chiddush, any new halacha. It's just a summary based on all the halachas that we've been discussing. If a girl made a neder when she's a begeris, v'hi yesoima, and she's a yesoima, that she had gotten married and nesuin, and then she became an amona grusha. The halacha is that a father has a right to marry off his daughter, midaraisa, when she's a ketana or a nara. But once a girl has nesuin, even if the girl is still a ketana or a nara, the father's authority to marry her off terminates. And that is called the yesoima b'chayav. She, Baruch Hashem, very much has a father, but she's considered yesoima b'chayav because her father loses authority over her. Next case, nara. She was a nara when she made the neder, or bagra, and then she becomes a begeris. He yesoima. The halacha is she's considered like a yesoima, just like a girl who had nesuin. And then that marriage terminates. Her father loses any authority over her, no matter what her age is. Similarly, once a girl becomes a vagaris, her father loses any authority over her. Nadra, nara shloi bagra. You have a girl who's a nara, and not a vagaris, v'yisoyma. Again, the same halacha, that she was married, even though she's only a nara, but once she becomes married and her father loses authority over her, once she had nesuin. Begeris, if a girl becomes a begeris, umay savia, and her father died before she even made a neder, so the halacha is that her father, death takes away from him the ability to be made for the neder. He's unfortunately not alive. And the fact that she's a begeris takes away from him the authority from making a neder. Nara, if you have a woman who made a neder while she was a nara, and then begeris, she became a begeris, or then mesavia, again, this is a girl who cannot have the father make her first adar for her. Nara shloi bagra, you have a girl who's a nara, then become a begeris, but her father died, even though she's still a nara, but once her father passes away, obviously, there's no one to be made for her nadarim. Nara shmesavia, a girl who's a nara whose father died, umay shemes avia, and then her father passed away, and then she became a begeris. So the nether also cannot become mufar. A, because her father died. B, because she's a begeris. Begeris, if a girl makes a nether when she's a begeris, vavia kaim, even though she still has a father, but since at this point she's a begeris, the halacha is that a father cannot be made for the nadarim of a begeris. Nara begeris, you have a girl who's made a nether when she was a nara, and then she becomes a begeris, and the nether is, the father only becomes aware of the nether after she's a begeris. In such a case, the halacha is that since at this point she's already a begeris, the father can't be made for the nadarim. In all of these cases, the nether is confirmed, and the father doesn't have the ability to be made for the nether for one of three reasons. Either because she became a nesua, either because the father died, or either because she became a begeris. Rav Yehuda Omer, af hamisa b'tita ktana, even if somebody was married off b'tita ktana, and as the Rishonim point out, the Mishnah has deliberately not focused on women who are naris, about women who are ktanis. Why? The Mishnah has avoided speaking about a ktana because a ktana can't make a nether. So the Mishnah wanted to speak about cases that the nether could have been articulated. The nether could have been said. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afa masiya bita ktana, v'nis alma v'nis garsha, and then she becomes an almana or she gets divorced. V'chazra etzloi, and she goes back to her father's home, adayin hinara, and she's still a nara or ktana. Still, the father cannot be made for the nether. The reason the father cannot be made for the nether is, as we said, once a girl becomes a nesua, her father's ability to be made for the nether ends forever. Amar Rav Yehuda Omer, Zu, the Mishnah that we just spoke about, the Teisha Naris, is the opinion Divrei Rav Yehuda. And as the Yerushalmi points out, the Ran quotes the Yerushalmi, that even though were we to analyze each case of our Mishnah, as I said earlier, they don't represent the Chiddush, but they wanted to see, Rabbi Yehuda wanted to see if his Talmidim were able to know the halacha at every case presented. Avacham Aymrim, as the Chum say, Shalos Naris the Derek Hayamrim, they said it in a much more concise fashion. There are three Naris who in the Dorim are always confirmed, and the father has no rights over those Nadarim, and they were Begeres, Yisoyma, Yisoyma B'chaya Av. Says, so there's an interesting question. Our Mishnah has spoken quite extensively about a Yisoyma. And unfortunately, there are too many situations where people have become Yisoyma. We have people who are passed away, and Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is wonderful, and we try to raise funds, stock of funds for these Yisoyimim. So the question is, until what point is an individual called a Yosim? You could have a person who's 90 years old and loses his parents, is he halachically considered at that point a Yosim, that we say all the halachas, the special halachas of that we try to do for Yosim? So the Rambam, in Hilchos Teiris, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, says that Eimus say in the crime Yisoyim Leinim Zeh. The Torah says V'Yosim Leisanon. The Torah goes out of its way to say that we should not make a Yosim feel bad. So the question is, until when is that lav applicable? Says the Gemara Atchloi Tzrichel Adam Gadol Leisamach Aleim or LaAmnan LaTapel Behen. Says an individual is called a Yosim until that of the age that they no longer need somebody to take care of them. Eliezer called Sarche Atzmel Atzmai. He's at the age where he can do whatever he needs for himself. Kishar Kol Agdolim. So the Panami Iris, the Shalos Tshuvos, Panami Iris, Chelek Aleph Simulam Zayin, says that if you have a girl who Baruch Hashem gets married and has a husband to take care of her, so no matter what age she is, the halacha will be, she's not considered a Yosayma anymore. She, Baruch Hashem, has a husband to care for her. The Kaf HaChayim says, quoting the Sefer Pesach Devir, says that once somebody is over 20 years old, that individual is not considered a Yosim. But then the Cheshukei Chemed seems to say that even though we've quoted all these various Rishonim and Achronim, he says we really have to, the way the determination is made is not really based on these conditions. Rather, he suggests that the way the determination is made, he says the determination is made
based on what people, we're talking about people giving tzedakah for Yesoimim. What do people think of when they're giving tzedakah? And typically, people are giving, many times people give tzedakah for a Yosem, a Yesoima, who loses a parent until they get married. So there is no firm date of 20 years old. Rather, he says that probably Bizman Azeh, the factor to determine if one is a Yosem or at what point is it considered a Yosem or not is the 20 years old. It's based on when they get married. So says the Mishnah, a woman said to her husband, Kainam she'eni nena la'abu l'avicha, I may not have any benefit from your parents. If I benefit you, she made a condition in her nether. She said, if she will benefit her husband, she will not be allowed to have any benefit from her husband's father or from her father. Or she made a nether, she'eni nena loch, she made a nether that if she will benefit her father or father-in-law, she will not be allowed to have benefits from her husband. In both of these cases, Hareza Yofer. Mishnah is following the opinion of the Chachamim that in our previous sugya, that held you could be made for a nether even before the nether is effective. And therefore, in these cases, even though the nether is not yet effective, the husband has a right to be made for the nether. Because in these nedarim, when the stipulation, the tanai that was said will be fulfilled, there'll be a nether of Ein Nefesh or Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino. Since that will be the situation, and whenever that is the situation, as we've learned, the halach is that the husband can be made for the nether. And indeed, there's a debate amongst the Rishonim. We're saying, our Mishnah is very clear, that in these cases, one can be made for the nether. The question is, what class of nether is this? Because the Ran says that it's in the category of Beino LeBeino. Because saying a nether of that she's not going to have Hanor from her father for father-in-law is not something that really affects him directly. It's not Inui Nefesh, but it is Beino LeBeino. Others say that it's in the category of Inui Nefesh. Says the Gemara, Tanya, if somebody made a nether, Sheni Nenes La'abo L'avicha, I won't have, she says to his husband, I won't have any benefit from your father, my father, Imani Ois L'avicha, if I do anything on your behalf. Rav Nosson Meloy Offer, the husband can't be made for the nether, because going back to what we discussed previously, since the nether was not yet effective, the nether has not yet been violated, therefore, it's enough of a reason that the husband can't be mefer. That you can't be mefer. Another case. A woman said to her husband, Netula nimin Yehudim, I can't have any benefit from any Jew. She made a condition that if she will have relations with her father, with her husband, she can't have any benefit from any Jew. So even though the Rishonim point out, we're still going to learn a Mishnah on Daft Tzadik Amabez, where a woman says, Natula Nimin Yehudim, the Loch is Yoitzes V'Natalis Ksuba, that they have to get divorced and she gets a Ksuba. Here the Loch is that the nether is a nether that could be Mufer. Why? Because over there, as the Ran explains, it's referring to a situation where the woman is actually expressing that she can't have relations. It's physically difficult for her to have relations. And therefore, since that's her situation, the husband divorces her and they can't live together and she's not forced to live with a man that she can't have relations with. Here, it's not that she has impossible for her to have relations. The issue here is that she doesn't want to have relations. So there, that's why this case is very different. So if she made this type of a nether, Rav Nosson Amalai Yofer, he can't be made for the nether until the nether becomes effective. Here the nether has not yet become effective because she hasn't had relations yet. The Chum's opinion is that they can be made for even at this point. So, of course, the Rishonim asked the question, both of these Nedarim and the Machloikas or Abnos and Chachamim, both of these Nedarim, is essentially the same. When could a husband be made for the Neder? Could he be made for the Neder when the Neder is said? Or could he only be made for the Neder when the Neder becomes effective? So why was it necessary, asked the Ran, to mention both cases? So the Ran explains, in the first case, where she made a neder that she may not have benefit from her father, from father-in-law, if she'll benefit her husband, the chiddush is that even though there's no ini nefesh here, because if she can't have benefit from her father and a benefit, there is ini nefesh. The tanai is about beinoy lebeino, about benefiting him. Then, therefore, it's not considered maybe a neder of ini nefesh. And the husband can be made for it because beina beina. So therefore, maybe since the neder is about one type of situation, ini nefesh, and the tanai is about beina lebeina, that's why the halacha is that maybe even the Chachamim will agree that if the neder and the tanai are not both in the same category, you have to wait until the neder is actually chal. The halacha, according to Chachamim, is you can be made for it at the same time. In the second case, both the tanai and the neder reflect dvarim beinoy lebeino. Since they both affect dvarim beinoy lebeino, maybe that will be considered a stronger neder. And in that case, even Reb Nosson maybe would agree that you could be made for the neder as soon as it was said. You need not wait until the neder is chal. Teaches us the Braisa that no. In those cases as well, Reb Nosson says that you only can be made for the neder when the neder is effective. And if it's not effective, then it's not considered a neder. It's interesting to point out, Rav Moshe discusses the Shas Hatshuva Sigrus Moshe Yerodeya Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, that a woman the doctor strongly recommended to a woman that she knows to go needs to go to a diet on a diet, and she said a neder that if she goes on this diet, she's going to give $1,000 to tzedakah. At what point is she obligated to give the tzedakah? Is it as soon as she makes the neder? Is it when she loses the weight that she wants to meet, lose the amount that she needs to lose? Is it only when she goes on the diet? So Rav Moshe says that making a neder like this, was saying that I'm going to give tzedakah if I go on a diet, going on the diet is not what's important. What's important is that she should lose weight. And therefore, the halacha is that as soon as she starts to lose weight, that's when she has to pay her obligation. But then Rav Moshe makes a very important point. The sugya of tanoim, the sugya of conditions, of stipulations, is a sugya that appears quite often in Shas. And we know that one of the fundamental halachas in tanoim that a tanai should be effective is that it has to be a tanai kofel. You have to say both sides of the tanai. If I will do it, like as we learn from the tanai b'nei gad, Reuven b'nei Reuven, the b'nei gad b'nei Reuven represent the first time we find a tanai in the Torah, where they made a deal with Moshe Rabbeinu. Im yava chalutzim. If we will go out to war, then we will get our share in the Eivar HaYarden. And if we don't go out to war, we will not get a share. So because that was said with both sides of the coin, from there, the halacha is that for a tanai to be considered a valid tanai, it has to be a tanai kofel. So the question is, and that question comes up actually very often in our shiurim, our masechta is replete, as our shiur today was, with cases where people made nedarim with tanai. And there's no tanai kofel. Why is it considered a tanai kofel? So he says that when person is making a condition with themselves, he says, when is there a requirement that there should be a Dai, the Tanai Kofel. That is only when a person is speaking to another person and they were attaching stipulations to their deal. So that's where it has to be a Tanai Kofel. But in our case, where it's not that she's making a Tanai with someone else, so the Halacha says Rav Moshe is that there's no requirement for a Tanai to have a Tanai Kofel. Going back to our original question, and that is, why will be the Halacha? When does she have to pay the $1,000? So Rav Moshe says, it's not when she makes the condition, not when she makes this Tanai, this nether. It's not when she starts the diet, when she starts to lose weight. But what does that mean, that she starts to lose weight? So Rav Moshe says, as soon as she starts losing weight to the degree that people notice that she lost weight, that's when she's going to have to pay the money she promised at Stockholm. It's interesting, very along the same line, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed speaks in this Gemara about the following Shaila. There was a person who was really not well, and a Rav came to visit that individual, a woman in the hospital, and she said to the Rav, if I, Baruch Hashem, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu helps and I get well, I'm going to become a Shomer Eretz Torah Mitzvahs. I'm going to start following the halachas. And the woman became well, but it's impossible for her to be able to follow all the Torah Mitzvahs. But she's very concerned. She made a nether, and what she's supposed to do. So it's very interesting. He quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, such a question was posed to him. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that we recognize that it's often difficult for a person to fulfill all the Torah mitzvahs. It's often difficult for a person to be able to do so. And since it's sometimes difficult for a person to do so, we have to let them ease their way into doing Torah mitzvahs, ease their way into doing tshuva. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, she did make a nether, and we can't ignore the nether. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests she has to follow one mitzvah, a serious mitzvah, completely. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it should be the mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos, for example, and then continue on that path until she becomes a total Shomeres Torah mitzvahs.